It's rock and roll. It's
my money. Family's home.
Here
there's
they just, are.
There's a lot.
A lot going on
what,
here.
What, dude? Timmy. Don't call me Timmy. They call me Timmy. It's my kids. That's not respect. There's no respect there. That's not, that's not even our opener.
Yeah, to see what you got to look forward to.
I don't let my kids watch South Park. Just oh, I got a new.
Don't. Exactly. Timmy. They're going to call you Timmy.
I got a new grandson, boys.
No kidding.
Congratulations.
Yeah, yep, he's a week. He'll be 2 weeks old. Yeah, he's 2 weeks old.
He's
yeah.
number two.
Oh, no.
Seven.
Here we go. That's all going to be in there, too. Oh, you wait. The listener has no idea what's going to happen right now. Recorded live at the Hawk's Nest on the summit in Pataskala, Ohio. This is Garage Days. Underproduced and over the top, I'm your host, Arch Madness, and it's a closed and sealed up Hawk's Nest, at least for another month. Let's meet our guests for episode number 67.
Woo! Yes!
All right, first, and they're knights. Two out of three ain't bad. Blessing couldn't be here, so, as Meatloaf sang, two out of three, it ain't bad.
He did.
So we have Kevin Young, Kev Beam, Lord of the Thighs. Kev, how are you, man?
I'm great, man.
Good. And then from the Sunny 95 Morning Show, the one and only Greg Hansberry, Lord Blackmore of the Purple Deep.
Yes. That's it. Locked and loaded, baby.
Are you guys good?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
All right. Until the next episode of Garage Days, stay frosty.
Frosty.
I'll have to check that out.
Trying to do a show here, dude.
How was practice?
Hey, I was practice. T, come here, man.
How was practice?
Come here, man. Come real quick. We'll keep this in. How was it?
It was all right.
Did you throw it all today?
No, I didn't pitch, but yeah.
Okay. All right, buddy. All right. Get back in there.
All right.
Threw his, he hurt his arm yesterday in practice, so that was wondering. Well, you know. That's why they made ice. Hansberry. Here we go.
Urban, I'm gonna chill out.
It's hard to believe this is show 68. Recorded live at the Hawk's Nest. Anyway, how you guys doing, man? So
great. Long time no see.
So here is the deal. You got Arch Madness, you got Kevin Young, you got Greg Hansberry, yep. And what we're going to do, gentlemen, because Flight Pattern Bob is not going to get here until April, right?
It's flying by.
It is flying by.
Flying by. Get it? Fly by?
That's I get it. So here's the deal. That first little bit was episode 67.
Okay.
This is episode 68.
Nice.
So it sets up for when Bob gets back.
Which is?
Episode 69.
All right.
Boom, 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 boom.
Boom. Is this thing on?
So, yeah. And guys, honestly, I haven't... Kevin, I think you were on the last show we did.
I've been on every show since 2020. Do I get a koozie or something?
Tell him what he's won, Johnny.
Yeah, come on down.
He's got a room over here in the couch.
Right, me and Oreo.
So you guys like the way it's sealed up here in the garage?
This is beautiful, man.
Right? Thanks for coming,
feels
guys.
Like home. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for coming. So this is the original plan is I was going to do some shows out here in the winter, which the funny thing is, and this is, we're recording this on Leap Day. This is the coldest day of the week. So
is it really happening?
What's that?
You can only listen to the show once every four years.
Right.
Oh, wow.
We'll have to look this up.
Be careful, boys. Be careful.
This is a first. And there's an eclipse this year.
It's a first and last.
Yep. This is... Probably should have brought a Ouija board. Yeah, what are you drinking,
Hansberry?
That's
the last thing we need, this crew.
Hansberry, what are you drinking?
I stopped by the Black Lick Shangri-La Market on the way in, and I got us a three-pack of the Natty Daddy.
Oh, look at that.
25 fluid ounces, 8% alcohol.
Oof.
Let's go.
Yeah, you
You can go wrong.
Yeah.
You can go wrong.
Yeah,
did you pick you up some scratch offs?
No, but they were playing some game. Huh? Like I walk in and they were like,
legal.
I didn't know I walked in.
Did you get out on the action?
I got my natty daddies and got out of there as quick as I could. Yeah.
So the thing is, I think what I'm going to do with Garage Days, and I talked about this at the end of last year, I'm going to make it seasonal, right? And I believe this is season 4.
Well, this is gross, by the way.
Yeah, yeah.
You're welcome.
There's another Columbus IPA, and then I got some Coors in there.
Yeah. Coors Light sounds good compared to this.
Kev's got a Miller in there.
Yeah, dump that out. Don't get you suffer through
yeah,
that.
Yeah, no, drink it. Finish that one, then grab me some Colorado Kool-Aid in there.
Daddy weenie.
Johnny Paycheck. So I'm going to do a seasonal thing, gentlemen, and so here we go. I don't know if this would technically be the first episode of season 4, but I don't even care anymore. I want to talk to the people. People are asking me, when are you going to do another show? Last year was an absolute shit show for me. So,
no pun intended.
No pun intended.
Yeah.
And if you did text me, I apologize. I couldn't get to you because
you had
a
lot going on.
I couldn't hold the phone in my hand.
Right.
Guys are like, hey, dude.
They have to, speak to text, Archie. You need to.
Okay, whatever. That's okay.
No. Just call
millennial. So check this out. When I texted you guys, so we started off with and Blessing. I don't know what Doug, dude. Is there a harder working man in show business than Doug Blessing?
So fun.
No, there was Joe Show, and now there's Doug.
Oh my God. So then we created this little thread. Say, hey, kind of preparing for this show,
right.
And this is the second time I've done this where I write Hansburger in the text.
Nice.
And then I stop and I'm like, that's kind of Kevin and Greg's thing. I don't really want to. No.
That's your thing.
That's your guys' thing.
That's our thing.
That's your guys' thing. Thanks, buddy. So I didn't want to feel like I was kind of stepping on toes. Let's get caught up.
All right.
Kevin, I think I speak for the group. I really want to hear what's going on with this cat right now.
Sure.
You and I are great. We're interesting. But Hansberry's always got a story. Yeah. What do you have for us, Hansberry?
The Sphere.
Oh, you went?
I went to the Sphere.
Heartland's not here. You went to see U2, so we can talk about it.
So unfortunately, U2 is playing at the Sphere.
We know.
No, the thing I'll say about U2 was they proved why they're a legendary band. A lesson in how to be a frontman from Bono.
He's one of the best. I don't care. Heartland can come at me, and I'm not a U2 guy. I do love Bullet to Blue Sky. It's a shame you didn't get to hear it that night.
Yeah.
And I hate to be petty. This is going to be very petty. It's going to sound bad. How is his voice?
Good.
Okay.
Good.
All right. I'm just curious.
How old is Bono? Is he upper 60s?
Well, those guys are in their 60s.
I'd say mid.
There's a reason why they're at the Sphere.
Okay.
And it's because...
How old is Bono?
Well, let's see.
You guys go ahead. Go ahead. Keep talking.
79.
I'm going 64.
Okay, what are you saying?
70.
63. Winner, winner. Kevin Dinner.
Thank you. That's why I'm here.
So, tell us about it. So you went to this thing.
So, nothing on the stage, which was cool. I mean, just like stripped down... instruments, basic drum kit, no huge big,
no big production.
No big production.
That you could see anyway.
Correct.
On stage.
Why should they? Because you've got
everything was behind them. And they were part of the crew was down there. We had like standing room only. So I mean, it was kind of a cool like down low.
What was the anniversary?
Cool. They were doing the Achtung Baby. Achtung Baby in its entirety, right. And then they did like Street with No Name, and they did like some of the big hits.
Yeah.
But it's all synced up to the Sphere, which is basically probably like an IMAX times 12. I mean, it's fucking humongous.
So for people who might be going out to Vegas and are listening to this, what's the best seat? And so, what would you suggest for someone to enjoy this?
Sure. So, we went to U2 on Friday, Saturday, and we were down level 1. So there's the ground level, level 1, then like level 2, 3, and maybe even 4. But we were in level 1, which was cool because we were super close to the band. But you didn't get the whole effects of the Sphere. Like, because part of the view was obstructed.
Okay.
So if you're going to see the Sphere, you want to get like level 2 or 3. Because that's like, you know, like balcony level or whatever. But we were super super close to the band. It was cool. But yeah, they
do you catch yourself? Do you catch yourself like, whoa, like you kind of get in the moment with the visuals?
It was awesome.
The sound I heard was
sound is fucking nuts. and like a lot of the songs were synced to these really cool visuals. There was a scene where somehow there's like a rope hanging down from the ceiling and Bono was holding onto it. And it looked like there was a balloon.
Okay.
And it was fucking crazy. It was like he was like floating around. Like I'm trying not to be like, you know, Pollyannish, like be like super, like super really like pumped about, geeked about it. It was unfucking real.
Well, okay. Everybody said that it unfucking real. Yeah.
All right, I have another friend. I'm gonna keep him nameless in this. Who was there over Super Bowl weekend? Went and saw you too.
Okay.
He suggested, and I'm just throwing this out there. He suggested not doing drugs before you go there.
marijuana is legal out there.
Yeah, right on, man. Right on. But it just seems like you might want to be careful. Here's the thing.
Overstimulated.
Like, the older I get,
overstimulated.
The older I get, like, I can't ride the coasters like I used to. Right. I can't, you know, drive 90 miles an hour like I used to. I can't. Well, I try.
So on Sunday we went. They have a nature documentary, and that's where we sat, like prime level, like right, like level three, like front row, like boom, and that's where you were getting dizzy. Because,
okay,
like,
you literally, really? Okay, right on. I was curious, man.
Because, like, the screen, it literally goes, it's a sphere. So you look up, and there's shit, there's, like, movie above you. Like, you're literally, like, in the forest.
What all do they plan on doing? What did you learn about this place? What are they trying to do? Are they going to do other things? There's other shows. I know the Dead.
Yeah, Fish and the Grateful Dead are next.
Yeah, but, yeah, whatever that
so
Grateful
I think
Dead
they're,
thing is called.
I think they're just going to be, like, Trippy Lights and shit, which is fine.
Dude, the YouTube, oh, my God.
The songs were, like, super tight and synced to
Can you imagine all the EM, the, like, being an EMT? Yeah. The night of, and what's it called? The Dead. I'm trying to think of what that's called with Mayer and all those
just
guys.
The Dead. The
well,
dead,
it's dead called
and company.
Something. Dead and Company. Dead, that's dead what I'm thinking. Yeah. I'm sorry. Well, I'm a metalhead.
No, you're not a big John Mayer fan,
right? and not to get us sidetracked, but there's a couple songs on that Blind Melon album that I've kind of.
Which ones?
I'll tell you later. I don't want to. I don't.
Tones from Home.
The one.
The one. So, but I mean, what are the plans? Sure, what are you hearing? You were there. You were in the pulse of it all. I mean, so what are they saying? Are they going to do sport? Could you do sports play? And
they're
stuff like that,
they or? Are going to do a UFC fight.
Whoa.
Okay.
So that again is just because I want to say it seats like 20,000 people. I could. It's huge as fuck. It's
okay.
And again, you're looking right down on this tiny little stage. So I mean, it's all all focus on that. Mm. U2 was cool. That was a great experience. But if you go to Vegas, go to the nature documentary because that was just as mind blowing as U2. Wow.
Kev, do you have a question for him? Because I have one more.
Have you heard of any other bands that are set?
Okay. I think those are the only ones I've heard of this jam band.
That's what my buddy who was there.
I wonder
Super Bowl.
If Aerosmith. If
Ooh, that would be a good one.
If they come back at all, because they've done a Vegas residency years back.
Aerosmith would be. Would
well,
be
that's wouldn't they kick ass or the Stones in the Sphere?
My next question is, what would play in there? Well, what do you think? I mean, obviously Roger Waters or Floyd. That would be a trip. That would be a trip, wouldn't it? Could you imagine if those people and Raj got together and said,
1984.
Just shit floating. You were like, is that really in the air or am I just tripping out?
Well, he said, my buddy who went said there was something where you looked up and you thought like something was happening, but it turns out you had to kind of stop your mind. No, that's not. What's happening?
Yeah,
right.
It kind of went shot up like a I don't know. I guess like a tunnel type of a thing. You're
maybe that was what he was talking about.
Again, I'm like not trying to oversell it, but
that's
like,
awesome.
Think
dude.
How awesome, like think how cool you think it might be, and then it's like 10 times that cool. It's fucking amazing.
And they're building another one, I think, over Jesus. In
Kevin. I don't
Paris.
Have. Yeah, they are. They are.
Yeah. So I don't go see this Kevin, the, documentary.
Good luck. You're going to be following, 76 Skinner here.
Exactly.
I don't have anything that crazy. I do have some get you caught up, but like what? So no, he does. So my last show was when Kevin stepped away from the gig, you know, the Gypsy Kings.
Right, yeah.
And
this was what last summer?
It was that. No,
last
it was fall. In the fall. It was in the fall,
it was
wasn't
in fall,
it?
October.
Okay, yeah. So that's October, last time we've done a show.
Yeah. Hey, we had a holiday.
You've been playing since then?
I did a gig
so he does.
Friday.
So that's okay. What I want to talk right. about. Yeah. So you've done other things. So are you, this is kind of cool. You can kind of pick and choose if people need someone in a
right.
pinch.
Yeah, exactly.
You're the guy, and it's you still can kind of
scratch the itch is what I like to call
and
it.
And for folks who hear the planes in the background, there's nothing we can do about it. I'm not playing a song
right
until
now.
He's here.
Nope.
I'm not playing a song until he's here. I
can't make us.
I'm not going to be able to sleep to find out where that until I find
so
out where
what have, so what have you done as far as I know you that was the Hot Lucy gig, right?
Yeah.
All right, so talk about other things. So
that was really, I've taken the whole winter off. It's been really nice playing with the grandkids, man. I played a lot of guitar. I started learning guitar 2 years ago because I always wanted to. And it's fucked up because, screwed up because I'm left-handed.
Dude, Jesus, did you hear him? Did you hear Dice over here describing the sphere?
Hey, fucking fucker. Hey,
fucking fucker.
Hey, you know, I know Miss Muffet in the sphere. Hey,
she needed
a buck and a quarter. Hey,
she needed the money.
Little boy blue, you're in my fucking seat. Hey. But no.
Is that Rodney Dangerfield?
That's so bad.
It was a combo.
Yeah.
That was Rodney Clay.
Thank you.
That should be your new character. Rodney
it could
Clay.
Be. You never know. A little bit of whiskey, and who knows who else will show up.
Well, no. Let's just get this show out.
Wait, speaking of whiskey, what's in the fridge? There's like some science projects
that's,
in the fridge.
That's cornbreads. That's cornbreads.
Yeah, we don't touch that.
That's
no,
cornbreads.
That is
you
a
shot
science
of that?
Project.
There's also some hot peppers.
It'll take you back to the sphere.
Let me finish my natty daddy.
There's also some hot peppers back there he made.
It'll take you right back to the sphere. God. You'll be right there where you were, man.
I don't recommend eating his peppers before you go to the sphere as well. I put those on a grilled cheese once, and I tripped my balls off. But anyway, so I'm kidding, Cornbread. He's a great
character.
Whiskey maker and...
Chef.
Yes, go. Yeah. So, yes, Kev, go for it. Please help me. And Pickler. I was trying to think of someone who makes... Anyway.
Now, I've just been hanging out with the grandkids, man.
Exactly what you said you were going to do.
Exactly. Yeah, man. Just enjoying life. And, I got a chance to jam with the dudes in Hot Lucy. Rick was busy Friday night for a birthday party this past Friday, so...
One of my favorite drummers.
Yeah. Oh, dude.
You know how I roll with you, Kev. You're my guy, and I always throw that out there, but... Martellino.
Hey,
oh,
dude's
my
a beast.
God. Oh, my God.
That's why he's busy all the time.
And from a drummer, I don't want to sound stupid, but like his style, like I saw him over Christmas.
Smooth.
At the Cock and Bull. It's man, it is.
Effortless, yeah.
It really is. That pocket he gets in, he's wired differently.
No wasted movement. That's the key. No wasted movement. All right.
Let me just throw this out there because when I think of you, we've talked about Hazard. We talk about Pickens. We talked about Martellino and yourself. And there's so many great drummers. Do we have more? What do we have the most of? Without naming names, do we have more drummers?
Locally?
Do we have more guitarists? Do we have, or was it equal? I mean, what do we have a plethora of? Like, what do we have like good, like solid, not just numbers to be numbers, but like, I find like there's a couple guitarists that I talk about.
Right, you've definitely got
there's
a plethora.
There's a few singers, but it just seems like I don't know that Midwestern pocket.
Yeah.
It just seems like there's a lot of good drummers, especially our age, especially the Gen X dudes and stuff.
And that's what kind of, and Marty and myself have talked about this a lot too. Who's going to pick up, you know, where we
Kevin.
Leave off?
Anything. Pick anything.
Where are you going to go see a live band in 10 years?
I got a laptop.
No. That's no. Uh-uh.
I'm kidding.
I know.
You know what I mean? But that's
what I'm afraid of, dude. Yeah. But who's going to do it?
I don't know.
You know?
There's some cool underground indie rap bands that are bringing like live drummers back.
That's great.
Which is kind of cool.
As long as they're playing irony, instruments.
Isn't it? Because right? they were funny? Sampling for know, so long. Right? Yeah. That's kind of cool.
Exactly. It is cool.
And that's I'm encouraged to hear that. I want to hear anybody playing live, man. You know? That's what I want. But to answer your question, I'm going to say you've got more guitarists locally.
Okay. Yeah.
Close to us, you're going to have a lot of guitarists. Okay. You've got a lot of guitarists.
And is it like everywhere else in the world where you need bass players?
yeah, there you go.
Hey, you played with one of the more talented ones.
you Gypsy bet Kings. Your ass.
And you just played with Pruden, who's a stud as well. But Bingo. I'm just saying,
yeah.
But like, oh, man, there's some good ones.
There are, man.
There's some good ones.
Yeah.
I mean, you really could. I mean, you don't have to pick any... But I just was curious. It just seems like it's just because I'm with Kevin a lot of the times, sure. and we're just rattling off. Oh, he's a badass. Oh, he's a badass.
So,
oh, he's
a badass. Would you say that a lot of you guys are pretty, you know, you're friendly? You know what I mean? There's not like a
animosity,
right? You know, or competition. It, like you yeah. guys are all pretty.
Crazy
pretty
thing tight. Is, there's only like three or four good radio personalities.
And two of them are right here.
Oh, good.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I'm good.
Oh, I've got Thank you. More than half of this natty daddy.
Yeah, you're going to be struggling with that thing. Yeah,
grandkids, who yeah. and how many of them and which ones are you going to teach the drums?
Well, let's see. We got JP and Hank are really into drums right now, and they're coming over this weekend, man. And I set my old practice kit up next to mine in the basement in my drum room. So you got,
come on, man.
So like they're looking at me.
Right.
And then
right.
So I've got the mic set up so they can scream, you know. And it's just
how Gil Moore started.
Hey, bingo.
get a drummer that can sing.
Just get them interested. And then Emmy, she loves playing drums too, but whichever one shows interest, you know.
Wait, how old were they, did you say?
Well, let's see. JP, 6.
Perfect.
Hank's 3. So he's just bang, 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 bang. But he wails,
better
man.
Better drummer than us.
Yeah.
It's very still better than
he
you.
He can keep better. Still better. Than better.
Yeah. Yeah.
No. Watching little kids play drums, there's nothing better than that, man.
It's Keith Moon.
Yeah, Moon
so,
the Lord.
So, and I've done nothing. Well, I should, you know, I think... Kevin, we were talking, yeah, because we just did our 1 year anniversary. Denim and Leather has just been like my, like what I've been
cheers,
doing.
Baby.
And that's Dave Mann and I just celebrated our 1 year anniversary together. He probably would want me to word that a little differently.
Did you do something special on the air? I'm sorry, I didn't even hear it.
Yeah, we did. We, there you go. Thanks, guys.
Cheers. 1 year.
Yeah, we did what we did last week when we did the 1 year anniversary. We picked band's first albums,
okay.
Their studio albums, the full length. We
debut,
didn't do EPs
yeah.
or
right,
anything
right,
like
right.
that. And it's crazy with some of the bands that we play, like Judas Priest, for example. Mm-hmm. Their first album, not really something. Their sound. A lot of these bands, the sound that you know,
sure.
That first album is
there.
Not what you're expecting.
It's like Fleetwood Mac.
Didn't see that coming, but
did not.
But you're
no,
right.
My dad was talking about early Fleetwood Mac, and I was like, "What are you?"
It's not Rihanna. Yeah.
So this is so. I'm just proud of that. So this is gonna. This is a great seg into my next. And this is kind of the gimme five. First off, number five was Let's Get Caught Up,
yeah,
and I think we're
one,
caught
okay,
up.
One, yeah, or five.
Number four, and I think this is a good time for me to open up with you guys. Hansberry brought up Fleetwood Mac. So what you're currently digging on?
Icebreaker.
Can I tell you guys what I have?
Yes.
This, my artist of the winter.
Yes.
And I mean, and there's I like all kinds of different music, you know. I love everything from,
well, yeah.
from there's two different types of country, Willie and Waylon.
Right.
And but you know, I'm a metalhead and all this stuff. You know what I have really gotten into this winter? The Cars.
Yes, you I've, did.
No
fuck
kidding.
Yeah, Rico Kasich.
So, and but here's the thing. I'm more of a Benjamin Orr guy that I found out.
Sure. He's number two.
Well, the whole, right. You stop it. So that's the thing. So the whole story with them being Northern Ohio guys and then Kasich and Orr kind of meeting up in Columbus around Ohio State and kind of cutting their teeth here and then going out to Boston and maybe
East Coast.
Yeah.
So it's really, really cool. And the things I've learned about this band, the Live Aid set is I'm obsessed with that. I'm obsessed with Benjamin Orr's voice. And it's so unique to rock And yeah, man, he's gone. Rick's gone.
Yeah, no. You some of my favorite songs. You go, oh shit, that wasn't Rick. You know,
right, like, right. You know, right. So here's the thing, and this is something I thought about in the '80s. I was really into the Heartbeat City album, which is kind of, I mean, it was, you know, it's kind of the black album.
Bingo.
For the Cars, you know,
for our
I mean?
Age group,
for the diehards. I mean, they're like, oh, come on, Heartbeat City, really arch. But so check this out. The things I was thinking about when I was younger. Now I'm watching these videos and I've got to read the comments, right? Mm. So people are saying the same thing. So this is kind of common knowledge within the Cars community, which I didn't know. There'll be a song and they'll say, I wish Ben sang that. Ben sang that. And I'm like, what? Man. There's that community in the Cars world out there. So anyway, I've really been into it.
Love it.
And
I've been a Cars
fan. Yeah, yeah. I mean, I have too, like, to a certain extent. And that Heartbeat City album, I had a buddy, and we would just listen to that all the time. And I always thought that was a really, really cool record. I think, I don't know if I texted, did I send that to the Knights? It was when I first kind of got into it in this winter.
Yeah, you might have.
And I said, it takes a very brave band to play Heartbeat City in front of 90,000 people they did that at Live Aid. And they played that, and it's like, ooh, really? That's what you're gonna? And it worked. Cool. It worked. It was cool.
And, so, and you talk about like a radio band and radio people.
Yeah.
Radio friendly.
They say that, you know.
But we could go deeper.
They would drive around in cars listening, mixing their records on car speakers because.
Hello.
Right.
That, you know, that was that generation of people listening to music in the cars and in the cars. Da, da, da.
I think that's a perfect curveball to get us started. So, Kev, let's what have you been digging on, brother?
Lucas Nelson and the Promise of the Real.
And you just went and saw him recently,
I did,
right?
Yep, when they came through Columbus at the Bluestone. It was my first time seeing he and the band, and it was my first time at the Bluestone, too.
Cool.
So I knocked it all out of the park. It was great, man. Fantastic show. And, you know, no, it's not rock and roll, but it's got a rock and roll vibe to
soul.
It.
Dude, it's fun. Dude, it's, I just talked about great. The cars. I really laid myself out there.
No.
You're fine.
Tell me about the Bluestone, because I haven't been there.
Haven't been to the Bluestone? No.
You've got to go, man. Okay. I hadn't been there either, and I am so ignorant that Kimmy and I walked up, and I was like, got to get a t-shirt first, right?
Sure,
so
of course.
Yeah, t-shirt. Yeah. And then I was like, yeah, you want a drink?
Is it clever? What'd you get on? Is it just a regular?
Well, it's the skull of kind of Lucas with a doobie.
Yeah.
So why not?
That's what I was looking for.
And then we got a drink, and I'm like, all right, where you want to sit? And I didn't look when we were walking in. It's general admission. There are no seats. She's like, you be staying. I'm like, well, let's stay up here then. The bar's right there. So we stayed up in the balcony.
I know exactly where you're at, too.
Yep. Sound is great anywhere you're at in there. Sound is fantastic.
It's a really neat place. I mean, it's an older church for those outside of the Columbus market. It's cool. I've seen some good shows coming up.
What do they have?
Well, I'll tell you what's coming up, and I'm actually it's going to be Gimme right, Five Number Three. I'll tell you. There's another show I want to talk about.
Yeah.
What are you digging on?
All right. Well, we're going weird and deep.
Lay it out there, man.
That was what I did in college, bro.
Weird and deep. Well, she was. Last time I was here, I brought the banana record. The giant.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
I love Lou Reed, you know, all weird and classic of him.
We know Hansberry.
Now they've got a team of people who are going through his archives and releasing shit. So in
Is it
a fan? No.
All right.
Is it a step above Lulu there, Lars?
Well, yeah. Okay. So like in the 80s or whatever, he eventually gets clean because he
was
going to die or get clean. And he got into motorcycles and Tai Chi, like karate meditation.
Martial arts.
Where is this going?
So they just re-released this record that he had worked on in the 90s of early 2000s. It's called... Hudson River Wind Meditation. It's like five tracks of just room.
Does your yoga instructor play that for you guys?
Seriously, it's like
I'm seeing that episode of Meet the Fockers where they're doing the yoga.
Yeah, it's 100% that way. And from what I understood, he would make these sounds in his apartment, and he would just keep them on loop, on repeat, as he was like going about his day.
And what does your wife think? You don't play this on vinyl.
No, not me.
Well, no, that's what are you listening to? Is it where does this?
Oh, a lot of times I'm running in the car or the shower. Okay. I have an Alexa in the shower that I just like. Just that's my me time.
I gotcha.
Alexa and Greg in the shower, and his wife's good with it. So.
As long as it didn't have to bother her any. Anyway, but
don't touch me.
So, but there are other cool things. They released Lou doing some Bob Dylan covers. So, like,
well, there
they're
go.
They're gonna right. they're digging through his archives. And Suzanne, what's
Tedeschi?
His wife's name? No, his wife.
His wife.
Reed.
You beat me to it.
Yeah, it's gotta be Reed, right?
Didn't have to be.
She didn't take his name.
Okay.
One of them deals. They have this archive of shit to release, you know, and some of it's gonna be weird, fucking terrible like this, and then but some of it's gonna be
They'll find a gold mine.
Okay, all right.
There you go.
They'll find a gem.
If you ever go listen to it,
Downward dog.
That's what it sounds like for 20 minutes.
Jesus. Probably still better than anything Yoko cranked out.
Oh, my God.
So that was number four. Give me five. Number three, shows you're excited about. We brought up the Bluestone. Yeah. Hammerfall, a power metal band that I'm excited to finally get to see. They are going to be at the Bluestone this spring, and I will be attending that. Picktown Palooza. Guys. Yep. I'm going to kind of get on a soapbox here a little bit with that because Kevin, we're closer to it, you know what I mean? So we know what the work these guys and gals do behind the scenes, both to get this set up and to pull it off.
And it's year round.
It is year round.
Yeah, it never stops.
I'm excited about this. So they've got their pop thing, their 90s or their 2000s pop, I should say.
That's like Thursday night.
That's the
Friday.
Thursday night. Yeah. And then Friday night, Steven Adler on there and Steelheart. And then also on Friday night is a close friend of this show, John's band, Pettibone. So I'm excited about seeing them again. And then Saturday night is Brittany Fox and Quiet Riot. And, you know, there's some people that still bitch about, like, the amount of original members and this, that. And here's the thing, man. We can't do this in our age. I mean, if it's a Sunset Strip band and you have more than two surviving members, you did it wrong.
You did
it. You didn't see that one coming, did you, Greg?
I was like, good. No. Yes, you're right.
But I'm just saying, I'm excited about it. And if you don't want to come out, spend $5 for parking and see Rudy Sarzo, that's on you, man. Yeah. That's on you. I'm excited about it. And Jizzy Pearl's in the band.
Yep.
And Alex is just the sweetest guy ever. They're guitarist. I'm excited to see them, excited to hear some of those Brittany Fox songs, and it'll be great to finally get Steelheart here. I mean, it's been kind of a bad luck of the draw, so it'll be cool to get Millie finally here. And I'm telling you right now, folks, if you don't come out and see Steven Adler's band and see this singer, you're missing
something.
Dude's
a stud.
It's insane.
It's great.
It's insane. And I love Pettibone as well. And that's a local artist here who's going to be on Friday night. And I think John makes... And I tell you what, when you talk about riff masters in this town, I'm a John Pettibone guy. I'm a John Pettibone guy. So
very fun
those
material.
Those are the things forward to. Shows upcoming, Kev.
What I've learned about...
Picktown Palooza,
thank you, sir. This fucking natty daddy's getting to me.
It's me. Throwing up in his mouth a little bit.
I like that.
It's almost like that's the pinnacle, the who's who, the like of the hair band, the generation.
Man.
Like,
it's the party of the
Columbus. It's like if you're in that scene, this is it.
Right, for $5.
And I will and I'll get Chris Stein. He always comes out a little bit, you know, when I start recording the shows in the spring or early summer before that happens in July. It's like get Chris Stein out here and we kind of
preview
it.
If you want to be seen, that's it.
It's a good time. Man. And it's just fun. It's a good time, man. The beer tent. I mean, Kevin and I don't leave the beer tent very often.
No. Except when I have to go get suntan lotion, which I keep in the car. Just so it. Stay so I know where it's at.
Park so far away.
What are you excited about, Kev?
Actually, going to go see Charlie Benante the Third.
Oh, cool. Love Charlie.
Charlie Benante the Third,
friend of the show, and he's going to be at Picktown Palooza too on
Saturday. He will be there on Saturday.
The Gypsy Kings, and then you've got that's Saturday, and then you got Brittany, and then
CB3.
Got Quiet,
is that what you call them? Right?
Yeah, CB3. Yeah. But it's Charlie Benante and the Gas Holes.
And the Gas Holes.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, so it'll be the whole band. They're opening up for Jackal.
And I got to figure this out. I know. I got to figure this out because when we have the show 69, I got to, because that's Bob's welcome back.
Right.
I got to get CB3 out here. And then I'm going to also try and get Patrick, who is the head bartender at Columbus Square Bowling Palace, to make margaritas like he does for us at bowling night. So I just thought that'd be fun to get Charlie out
bowling
here.
Bowling league margaritas.
There you go.
You know, I'm glad you brought that up because I was talking about Picktown and I'm excited that Charlie's going to get to be a part of that, man. I'm excited
looking forward to that one, too.
That's going to be a lot of fun. That's going to be so much fun. So, yeah, so you got that with Jackal. What else you got, Kev?
Right now on the horizon, then we've got Picktown Palooza. And I think, Blackberry Smoke will be in Coshocton. Mm. And I just missed him running through town.
Dave Mann said it was great.
Mm. Was he there?
Dave Mann. Oh, yeah, he's seen
he's
him.
A
I
fan.
Think I don't know if that's like his eighth show, but I know it's more. It's
damn.
Yeah, he's closing in on the.
But anyway,
the
they're going to be at their headlining Coshocton Rocks this summer on that Saturday. I don't have the exact date, so I don't want to throw it out there. But look up Coshocton Rocks.
Their new album, Be Right Here, and
yep,
you're hearing
it just
the
dropped
the latest
last
single.
Week. Yep.
The latest single is being played on QFM 96. Mm-hmm.
And it sounds very good too.
It does sound good, man.
It does.
You know,
it's a great track.
It seems like every album they get a little bit better because it's been tough for them. And I've seen them twice, but live they're amazing. It's been tough to capture that, mm-hmm. I think, in the studio. But I think these last few tries, I think these last few tries have really they're getting. I mean, they've been at it for a while, man. These guys are road dogs, and
that's what you got to do.
Band. What a great band! Anything else, Kev?
That's it,
Horizon?
Man. Well, I think that's about it.
I should also mention that Blessing and I in September are going up to Cleveland to the Agora to see Powerwolf.
Headed to the Agora.
So, yeah.
Go find a pizza it's joint funny, with bad music.
I'm talking about, yeah, right? Talking about shows. Would you guys stop it? So I'm talking about shows, and then I remember exactly what I am doing as we go along here.
Right.
What do you got coming up, dude? Are you going, I went to the Sphere?
So the Natty is like, ooh.
No go.
But I want to get the other.
What do you want? You want a Coors?
No,
you want Miller?
I want the other Natty Daddy. Because like I'm about halfway through and it's starting to get gross. So I'm like, well, maybe if I open a fresh one, it'll taste better.
Okay. Here's the deal. Don't throw half a soldier into that trash can because I've got this sealed up in here.
Whatever. If you're not going to drink
bugs.
The IPA, I'll have it.
That'll bring bugs. What do you need?
The IPA. Go I'll ahead. IPA.
Do you want the other IPA?
Yeah, if Kev's not going to.
Talk about shows you're excited about.
I got to be honest. There's nothing on my radar, and that's what my buddy Jason, that was our New Year's resolution. Like, so my kids are 11 and 9, so I'm getting to the point where past COVID, that's not a bullshit excuse
right.
anymore.
Yeah.
Work has settled down where it's like we've just made it our goal to see just to go see bands.
Yeah.
And whether it's just pop into Woodlands and see whoever's playing or whatever, just because that I mean
Natalie's in town too. You never who you're going to see at
Natalie's,
dude.
Natalie's is fucking awesome.
Yes, it is.
But yeah, you know, growing up, I'd be at venues from Thursday to Tuesday, you know, and I go to maybe one show a month now.
You know who's got new music coming out this summer? Fingers crossed. Goodbye, June.
Cool.
I may or may have not heard a snippet or two.
Uh-huh.
Some good stuff, boys.
Good.
Out of Nashville, Tennessee, and I'm just a huge fan of this band.
Those guys.
You know, Big fan.
Real
big,
deal.
Big fan.
Real deal.
All right, so that was, as far as the Gimme 5, that was number three. Number two, latest. And yes.
Are the passes for Picktown Palooza available yet, do you know?
Well, for you, they're always available.
They're always
available. Well, I mean, I've got a beer tent named after me, Hansburger.
What do they call that thing?
Kev Beam Beer Tent. That's what I call it. I want to get a banner and then put it up, whether they work on
that
or not.
Is that where Cornbread kissed your head?
He did.
Yeah. I think we molested. Make that
That's
happen.
Where babies come from.
What happens in the Kev Beam Beer Tent stays in the Kev Beam Beer
Tent. It's got four walls, you know.
Anyway, yes. Picktown Palooza.
Can't wait. Yeah, what a great lineup again.
Just say the dates again.
July 11th, 12th, 13th?
13th, yeah. So yeah. 11th Thursday, would be Friday, the 2000 Pop Festival, yep. And then Friday again.
So it's like the weekend after the 4th of July. July 4th is on a Thursday, and then boom.
Yes. Yep. So Friday you got Pettibone, and there might be other... These are the main ones. So you got Pettibone, then you got Steelheart, then you got Steven Adler. And then Saturday night, you got Charlie Bonnet and the Gasholes. Then you got the Gypsy Kings.
Yep.
And then you got Brittany Fox, and then you got Quiet Riot. So
it's going to be a hell of a weekend.
And one of the Backstreet Boys on Thursday.
No, I think it's
Is dumb, but it's a cool
NSYNC
idea.
Dude.
I mean, you know, that's...
Dude, come on. Think about it, guys.
Working radio, that's a money
maker. That's 20 years ago.
Bingo.
That's 20 years ago. So those are, you know, it's crazy. Yeah, wait, Backstreet Boy fans. Yeah. Wait till you only got one surviving member left. Welcome to my world. Welcome to the Gen X Sunset Strip world. We get like one or two guys, and I got, you know, dudes on, there's only one guy in that band. Well, yeah, and it's Rudy Sarzo, and he might be the greatest bass player ever, and I'll pay $5 to park to watch him lick his bass.
I'm sorry, but who did Rudy tour with? His name? Rhymes with Ozzy.
Let me figure it out. Yeah.
Randy Rhoads on guitar.
You know, I'm glad you said that. Ozzy is nominated for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
He's leading the fan vote.
I didn't realize
right now.
Why is it just now? Why?
I know.
Okay, why? So here we go. This is Gimme 5, number 2, latest music news. Here we go. Yes, as we're rounding third on this show, we're at 41.
See how it just like works itself in.
I know it works. Yeah, we're at 42
minutes.
We're
like an enema.
We got to keep it under an hour, boys. We got to keep this
under. Oh,
fuck it.
So yeah, talk about the Ozzy again.
Yeah, the Ozzy thing, he's in with Sabbath, right?
Right.
But he's not in as a solo artist. And it's a solo thing. Why? Because they're fucking stupid, Greg.
There's just no reason.
No, there's none.
Why is Peter Frampton just now on the...
Yeah, and Foreigner. I mean, come on, man. Yeah. The Foreigner thing, there's a lot of... I don't know it. I haven't studied it enough. I'm kind of a Cars guy, not a Foreigner guy. But...
Did you see the hand? I wish there was video of that.
It's not made for podcasting, that mannerism I had there.
We'd think a lot of differently of you.
Okay.
But there's something going on.
Yeah, so it's just bullshit rock hall politics.
There's some politics going on with the guy who started the Rock Hall and Mick Jones. There's something that happened there. I don't know the story, but let Lou Gramm and the boys in.
Right.
And God bless Mick Jones. He's had the Parkinson's.
Because they're letting fucking Mariah Carey's on the goddamn ballot. You know what I mean? Right. Mariah Carey's going to get in before XYZ.
Milli Vanilli's probably already in.
So here we go. Let's get a couple stories
in.
They're
out of people. Like,
let's get a couple stories in before we wrap it up.
Archie, why does it have to be under an hour? Come on.
I know. Joe Rogan, dude. I can't do 3 hours with Cat
episode
Williams.
Episode 67 was so quick. Like, I barely
but
got
to give
you my...
That was probably the best one. That's what you call high and tight.
Before we continue the music
actually,
news.
Actually, this is my favorite episode of the year.
Before we continue the music news... as of right now, this is from Flight Pattern Bob.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
He goes, as of right now, I won't be home until the 27th or 28th.
Of April.
Jesus Christ. My God. Well, yeah. And he said, that plane that just flew over you guys was from L.A., and there was only two hot chicks.
We should probably play a song.
Yeah, go ahead.
Here it comes, oh, yeah. It's Flight Pattern Bob.
So maybe, 68 and a half? No, this is just straight 68.
Yeah. No, I'm not talking about us.
It's going to be another month before I put out a Craig on a show. I mean, it took me till October. The last time I did a show, Kevin was sitting right there.
You're waiting for Kevin to come get around.
Yeah. A little bit more music news before we wrap it up. Al Van Halen's book.
Yeah, what do you think of that?
So it comes out in October. I think, and Dave Mann and I talked about this on this week's Denim and Leather, I think this is going to be more the journey that his family made, and then his brother, how they were just kind of, you know, they had to learn the language, and how they formed this band. And I don't think we're going to get...
it's a book?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And you can pre-order it now. And for those listening to the podcast, if you go to the Van Halen store and pre-order, you can pre-order wherever you buy books. But if you do it at the Van Halen store, they have some sort of collectible that they're throwing in with every pre-order. Cool. So I don't know what that is or anything like that. But that's probably the route.
Colored 45.
Yes, that's probably it. Jamie's with Lou crying. Reed doing yoga.
It's Ty fucking Chi.
Okay. So
with a yoo-hoo in his ass.
Hey. Don't knock it till you try it.
Yeah.
Downward, I'll drink my yoo-hoo, but I will stick it there.
David Bowie put it in there.
Downward Lou Graham.
Lou Graham. Poor Lou.
And I was sad. I was going after Lou Reed, and then I said Lou Graham. Yeah.
That's anyway, we're talking about Al Van Halen's book coming out.
So my thing with him is I don't think, and Dave Mann wants the dirt, and that was our discussion.
I think a lot of people do.
I think he wants to know about the Sammy stuff. He wants to know about the Dave stuff. And I don't think we're going to get, I think there's going to be some of that. I don't think there's any way, and Dave's going to take a beating, but I think Sammy, if anybody, and I, you know, and everybody knows how I roll, with Sammy's book and what he did, that really hurt the brothers. And that's what severed everything with him. That was any chance.
That ended
that's why
it.
They hung, you know, you could call David Lee Roth a crazy son of a bitch all you want, but he didn't really bash the guys per se in a book or anything like Sam did. And that's where that bridge got burned. I'll be curious to see if he does. He's got to some extent. You've got to address that 1984-85 with David Lee Roth because it's palatable. I mean,
that was publicized too.
It wasn't good. It wasn't good. And then the end of the Van Hagar era.
Yeah.
We need to know about that. And just because, I mean, they're so private. They were so private. You never knew what was going on until that Van Halen news desk came around about 20 years ago. Van Halen fans, really more so than anybody else, as far as the major rock bands, we were kept in the dark with this band. We had no idea. No idea what the hell was going on.
Magazines came around.
Dude, I thought Phil Collins or the chick from Scandal was going to be the next singer until I saw Gary Cherone. Like, I had no flipping idea what was going on. So what's your thoughts on the book, Kevin?
No, I think you're spot on because I don't see Al dishing dirt. Yeah, I think it's going to be good and it'll be a great read. And I don't get excited about books coming out by my heroes, but this one is completely different for a lot of different reasons. One, because he's a drummer. Two, because he's one of the best drummers ever in rock and roll.
Right on, man.
Three, he was Eddie Van Halen's brother. And four, they had one of the best rock bands ever in fucking documentary, American rock and roll history.
Well,
yes. And I think that may happen someday too, but it may be after Al, after Michael.
I was going to say, the other part of the
Michael
rhythm
good
section.
Now, or are we going to find that out? Because I don't know that there's...
I don't think so, because, I mean, let's face it, if you read the Noel Monk book, I mean...
I didn't.
Dude, they put the screws. And I'm a Roth guy.
Yeah.
But I think all of us, as Van Halen fans, should be Michael Anthony guys.
Right.
And that's the one thing I've always said about Sammy. I think he's an absolute... fucking tool. I think he is. I mean, he out narcissists David Lee Roth.
Big time.
Who thought that could happen?
Yeah.
But I'll say this about Sammy, dude. He's taking care of Mike, and that's I respect Sammy so much for taking care of Mike over these years because Mike got screwed by the brothers.
Yeah,
he did. And let's see what happens in that Alex Van Halen book. But I think a lot of us want to hear what Mike has to say, too.
So what's the word that's going to be in the book?
Mike might not even...
What's going to be in the book?
Mike, I don't know. That's the thing.
Nobody knows.
I don't know.
No.
I don't know.
That's the mystery. I mean,
yeah.
And Mike won't ever say anything. You know what Mike does? He talks about his cooking. He talks about jamming with Sammy.
Yeah, and you know what? Al says less than Mike.
Yeah.
So this is why this is why Van Halen fans are like, come on, man.
Maybe Valerie Bertinelli will read the audio book.
Let's hope not. Don't even get me down.
I'm just twisting this episode 71.
Nope. Yeah.
One other thing, and Dave Mann and I touched on this on the most recent Denim and Leather, Pantera.
Yeah.
I am excited to see the show at Sonic Temple. I wanted to go
because
last year.
You did not.
I wasn't able to do it. Now, let me just say this. I don't watch this celebration of Van Halen. Or of Pantera. I don't watch the videos.
Yeah.
If I'm going to watch a Pantera video, I'm going to watch...
Pantera.
Yeah. Right? But I do want to go. And this is what I told Dave, man. I want to go. I want to see Phil and Rex together performing those songs. I do want to see
They'll be at the...
It's at Sonic Temple. So, but here's the thing. Stadium. There has been, with Slayer coming back, I have a feeling that it's going to be Pantera Slayer, right? Do you not see, is that writing not on the wall? And then also...
But they haven't announced the specific dates.
No. But Slayer is back, and I feel bad for the Anthrax guys who are like, hey, Charlie, you want to, let's do this. But also, in a recent interview, Zach said... He would, because it has been really good. Yeah, he said it's been kind of special what they've been able to do. Yeah. He would record new music with them, but they wouldn't want to call it Pantera. So here's what I told Dave, I said, I just think that kind of blurs the lines a little bit. It's like, if you're going to write music with these guys and you're still going to go out as Pantera, you're not going to play those songs that you guys wrote. It's getting to the point where, once I see them at Sonic Temple, and I'm excited to see them at Sonic Temple,
right.
Jumping off the train.
Yeah. Then you're done.
I'm jumping off the train. Yeah. Like, I can't. It's going to get to a point down the road where it's tough to defend.
Yeah.
And I love Phil. I love Rex.
Right.
I mean, Charlie and Zach are just the best. And I think it's awesome. They're honoring their friends. But it's going to come to a point where it's like, guys, that's we're done. We're done.
From what I know and respect out of Zach Wilde, I think he's smart enough to know that.
I
Zach Wilde a lot. And I think
he's... Fucking Money Talks, Hansberry.
That's
Money Talks. And they are raking it. Dude, they played Madison Square Garden a couple days ago.
Oh, fuck. He was with Ozzy.
And that's the most expensive venue to play because of cost as far as from the band's side. So,
and I love how they're turning new people on to it, man.
I do
like that.
Someone like me who never had a chance to even see it, this is the closest you'll get.
Yeah, and look, I saw Phil and the Illegals on Slayer's farewell tour.
Yeah.
Hey, Gene Simmons, line one.
Nikki Sixx.
But I went and saw that. Yeah, written in blood on the contract.
Never see us again live.
But I went and saw that, but it was nothing against the musicians that Phil had, but it's not Charlie Benante, it's not Zach Wilde, and it's definitely not Rex. So it's a weird spot. Like, I was championing it.
How long are they going to be quote unquote touring as Pantera or the new Pantera or whatever?
That's where we're at now. I think if this goes beyond another summer,
come on.
Yes. Like,
we get it.
Yes.
Now it's a cash grab.
So now it's I don't know. I don't know what to think of that. So,
Hold on before we quit.
Yes.
We're
getting there.
One.
It's about time.
I'm a Halloween fan. I don't know if you knew that about me.
Well, yeah.
Kev.
Halloween or Halloween? Because
both.
I happen to be a Halloween fan.
I'm a
probably
both.
One of the greatest German power metal bands.
And the new Pantera was up at the Incarceration Festival.
Right.
That was last year. That's what I wanted to go, and I jacked my neck up.
So I went to the Mansfield Reformatory for a ghost tour, and one of the gals told me that she gave Phil a personal tour
around the
Mansfield Reformatory because I guess Phil is all in, and I think Phil has somehow he's got his own like haunted
down in Louisiana.
Yeah.
That's his thing.
Yeah,
that's his thing. It's big one.
Okay,
like it's one of the better
Rob
haunted
Zombie.
Houses, but it's
probably.
One of the better ones.
Okay,
and it's down
so he wanted
that's
to see.
Yeah.
He came up and wanted to see Right. He basically got the wine and dine tour of, but I'm talking to this gal who she had no idea who he was, but she's like, he was really sweet and he knew so much. It just was really funny. It was really funny to hear her talk about it.
And guys, I am excited to see it at Sonic. I absolutely am. And I feel bad for the guy, you know, Snowman and all those and Sam's and all those guys that were on our.
Well, Christ, 20 years this year.
Right. That's true. Yeah, it's the anniversary. I want to go see it, but like I said, once I see it, then it's like I'm good, man. I want them to turn other people on to this, but there's got to come a time when it's like
close the book.
Yeah, that's right. That's it. Yeah. So we'll see what happens. All four of those guys are awesome. I gotta believe they're gonna make the right decision.
They got enough going on by themselves, but maybe not Rex and everybody. Hold on.
Time will tell.
Did you notice that looked like I was getting ready to wrap it up?
He got his page and breath heavy. Because I'm prepared.
We'll do episode 69 if you guys want.
68 and a half. No, I want to talk about the Roger Waters Dark Side of the Moon just for a second.
Mm. Oh, that'll make the guy so happy.
Yeah, there's too much fun on that.
Yeah. I don't want any natty on Dark, my floor.
Roger Waters, The Dark Side of the Moon, redux. So it's obviously it's nowhere near as good as the original.
There's got to be some great moments.
However,
okay,
those songs are so good.
Yeah,
that they stand. Basically, what he did is he stripped it down. It's a lot of bass. Very like Leonard Cohen talk singing. I'm telling stories and a lot of like this instrumental songs. Great Gig in the Sky. He tells these stories, which is cool, but it's not the original.
Like the wall in the Love Boat Lounge.
With Isaac
serving martinis.
Hey, serving martinis
with Nick with Bill Murray's character Nick the Lounge Singer. It's all about that crazy Star Wars band.
Star Wars. It's good because the songs are good. It's basically like Roger Waters doing an unplugged version of Dark Side of the Moon. And one thing that I saw Waters at Nationwide or whatever a couple years ago.
Yeah, right.
And one of my complaints was that everything was so tight. Like the band, literally, it sounded like the fucking record.
Yeah,
like
I was kick you out if you're not.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Like
I could have stayed home and listened to the record. This is completely the opposite of that. So okay. I give him credit.
That's cool, man.
It's unique. Obviously, it's not as good as the original.
Again, tell these people what exactly.
Okay,
is
okay.
This again?
So
this is
Roger Waters recently redid Dark Side of the Moon, and it's the stripped down version. Obviously the heavy bass, the drums, like there's this like good beat going through the whole thing, but I don't think there's like a crash cymbal in the whole fucking record.
Ginger Baker.
I mean the songs are the same, the words are the same. But then like he adds these like stories over the instrumental stuff.
Is it like a backstory to the song or just adding to the story that that individual song's telling?
I think it's just like cool because like one of the Great Gig in the Sky, like the all kind of iconic like instrumental wordless songs. He tells the story about how he had this buddy who was a writer or a poet, and he died, and he went to his farmhouse and bought a bale of hay. I'm paraphrasing this.
It is Roger Waters, so it's going to be dark. It's not going to be Mary Had a Little Fucking Lamb here.
You're right.
and the other thing, and I was talking to Archie and Mike about this the other day, is like you realize how Pink Floyd, all of their individuals were like it was definitely a what do you say like the sum of all
you need them all
is
yeah. you need them all.
That's chemistry. Why none of them were great solo artists,
right?
Exactly. Like the guitar riffs that you iconic riffs and the keyboard notes that you know in your head, and you know because you've heard that record a million times.
Yeah, there's moments on all of their solo albums, but you're right, for them all to be together, that's when you listen to the album from the front to the back. Yeah.
So my suggestion is listen to it because it's just a cool, different variation of Dark Side of the Moon.
Opposite of the Sphere, you could listen to that on drugs.
Yeah, that's true. That's
versus
true.
Going to the Sphere on drugs.
You won't fall over.
Greg Hansberry, Sunday 95 morning Cheers. Show. Brother, thank you for coming out, man.
Love it. Yeah. I'm just going to sleep on the couch until April 22nd.
So it sounds like Bob's not going to get here till like
we'll
June.
Count the airplanes.
Well, I think Bob would come a little earlier, but I think Mama Bear doesn't want to leave Florida. And God bless her. Who would want to?
I don't blame her.
It's who would want to? Kevin.
Yes, sir.
Just like any plans? Are you going to? Here's the thing. Let me just throw this out there.
All right.
Tap once for yes and twice for no on your microphone. Do you see yourself playing drums with anybody anytime in 2024?
Wait, what's that one? Is that yes
I can't remember
no?
what the I hell I said. I can't remember what it was.
I can't remember what it was.
I'm not looking for any steady gigs. But I am looking forward to jamming with some different bands,
man.
Awesome. That's where it's at.
Gentlemen,
thank you so much.
And
thank you for including me, guys.
Right on. And Doug Blessing, brother, we'll get you out here next time. We'll get you out here next time. Until the next Garage Days, as always, stay frosty.
I'll have to check that out.